Let me finish this global warming riff as it has to do with the theme I established in the previous half hour, and that is liberalism is the greatest threat this country faces, not Islamofascism, because if liberals dominate and win and are in power for 4 or 8 years or more, they don't take Islamofascism as a threat. And we know this because the Islamofascists are actually campaigning for the election of Democrats. Islamofascists from Ahmadinejad to al-Zawahiri, Osama bin Laden, whoever, are constantly issuing Democrat talking points. So liberalism is the big threat. One of my big pet peeves, and it's more than a pet peeve, is that in addition to nobody anywhere, Republican or Democrat, speaking about American exceptionalism, trying to inspire the American people, motivate them, be proud of their country, to tell them the truth of this country and how they live in the greatest place ever on earth, and that their opportunities, even economic downturns, are greater than any other person's on this planet. Rather than do that, liberals advance a premise, and somehow in our defensive nature, or our inferiority complex nature, or in the politician's case, a desire to get something done, to be seen as being a person of action, we accept the premise and then try to tweak it while opposing aspects of it and try to make a conservative notion out of the premise. Now, global warming is one of these circumstances where we have accepted the premise.